48, 49, 50.
What you doing?
Oh, hey, Watson. Just getting jacked up for the summer with my pull-up routine. Ooh.
No, Buzz. We get jacked up because electric rates often go up during the hot summer months.
More expensive? When we're needed most? Weird flex.
Good thing people can lock in an affordable electric plan with APG&E. Then it's the same predictable rate every month.
Learn more at APGE.com.
Brandon, tell us about last weekend's fight and how it feels to remain undefeated since going pro.
Yeah, last weekend's fight went amazing, so it did. It was my first fight back in 13 months, so I had a bit of time out of the ring. But getting back to fight in Vegas was amazing as well, so especially coming from a little village in North Kilkenny, it was great, and my family and stuff were over as well, so we got the win.
Brilliant. And I suppose, like you said there, you were out of the ring for just over a year. What were the main things that you kind of worked on over those 13 months?
Yeah, I'd still been in the gym every day, and I was still kind of working away with all the other fighters that were coming into the gym and stuff. So I just stayed busy with my coach, Marvin. We kept working and kept improving on the basic kind of stuff. And it showed then in the ring in Vegas last weekend.
And what would be something, I suppose, that many people are probably wondering, what goes through your head in the couple of minutes before walking into the ring?
Yeah, you have a little few nerves already, but I suppose it's a good thing to have kind of nerves coming up to. But I know I put the preparation in 8 weeks, 10 weeks beforehand leading up to it. So it's just about staying calm and putting it all into the ring in the space of the 6 rounds.
And what's your choice of walkout song?
I always come out to something Irish anyway. I come out to the Celtic Symphony.
Oh, brilliant.
Where the Wolves songs there the other day on the weekend. So it was good now, to be honest with you. There was a few Irish people over in the crowd and that as well. So it was nice to hear some cheers and stuff over there.
Yeah, I'd say they definitely love that one. I know when you're out on a night out or something, it's definitely one of those songs that gets people going, the Irish especially.
Exactly, yeah. I got them singing along, so I did when I was coming out. So yeah. It was nice to kind of get the play on.
Brilliant. So now you live in LA, but you're from Clock in Kilkenny, like you said. How much does that background, I suppose, still shape you as a fighter?
Yeah, it still reminds me of what I'm doing over here. You know, I'll never forget where I come from and what I'm still doing over there. My family and everything are still at home, so it always reminds me every day when I'm over here in LA. I love it over here now, and it's just the place where I need to be for my career, you know what I mean? But I still never forget where I come from, and from a small little village, it just shows anything is possible, you know what I mean? I never thought I'd be over here living in LA now as a professional boxer, fighting in Vegas and stuff, so...
And do you feel any pressure, I suppose, flying the flag for Irish boxing or even for Kilkenny?
No, not really. Small bit of pressure sometimes, but I know I have the skills and the talent to make it to the top. So it's just getting the opportunities now and getting seen and staying busy fighting this year. And I know I can make it to the top of the game.
And since moving to California, you've been training at the famous Wildcard Boxing Club under Marvin Somodio, who trained one of the greatest boxers of all time, Manny Pacquiao. That must be some experience.
Yeah, it's amazing. Even the first time I walked into the gym, I was overwhelmed by it. I used to wake up and watch Pacquiao when I was a young lad back in Ireland when he was winning world titles. So that's what I'm saying, even to be coming over here to the gym and training with these coaches. And I got to meet him and stuff last year when he came back to fight for the world title. It was amazing. So just keeps me motivated every day, you know, that I'm in around some of the best people in the world, that this is where I need to be.
I'd say it's just surreal.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I'm saying. These were people I watched on TV when I was a child, you know what I mean? That got me into boxing, got me interested in boxing. And now I'm kind of getting into their position now and I'm building my way up, so...
And I hear you also got to spar with his son.
Yeah, I've been in camp with his son now as well. His son's turned professional, so he's had two fights now as a professional. So I've been helping him and sparring with him and getting him work with his team and that as well. So they're very nice people, very humble people as well. So it's great to be around. It's a great environment to be around.
And apart from Pac-Man himself, when you were growing up, who else did you look up to and want to be, I suppose?
There was a few other fighters, even when I was coming up through the amateur game and stuff. There was these fighters like Lemachenko and stuff I used to look up to. I used to like his style and things like that. So that's what I try to incorporate into my own style, and when I'm doing training and stuff. There's some of these other fighters that had been in around tournaments and stuff in the amateur game, but definitely Floyd Mayweather then as well. And Andy Lee, I used to like Andy Lee from Limerick. So I would watch Andy Lee when I was coming up too.
And speaking of style, how would you describe your style of fighting?
I'm more of a boxer, boxing kind of style. I use my footwork a lot and my speed, my kind of my boxing IQ, you know what I mean? So that's why I feel like has got me so much success in the amateur game, and just kind of making some adjustments and some changes now for to use that style in the professional game.
You've had obviously huge success in the amateurs, claiming 16 national titles and winning 200 fights, which is insane. What's been the biggest adjustment stepping into the pro game?
Especially coming over here and coming away to the other side of the world. What you've done, the amateur game doesn't really count and doesn't really matter because no one knows you over here, you know what I mean? So it's kind of you're back to the beginning again and back to earning your stripes. But it's definitely benefited me so much having that experience as an amateur and travelling the world and being with all these different styles of fighters and stuff, because I'm using that now in the professional game.
And what does the next 12 months ideally look like for you?
So I'm planning to stay busy now since I signed a new contract and stuff. So that was my first fight under my new promoter. So I'll have another 3 fights this year on here. So I'll be staying busy every couple of weeks. I'm back into the gym now this week as well. So hoping to fight again in maybe June.
Yeah, and boxing, like, it's such a competitive sport, and I'm sure it's something that kind of takes over your life. Like, what would be an ideal day, an ideal week look like for you?
I've been doing it since I'm 6 years old, so that's what I'm saying. People ask me what I do outside of it, and I'm like, I don't really do anything else outside of boxing. But like, when I'm in camp, it's twice a day, 6 days a week. And then you're resting on a Sunday and you're just getting ready for the week ahead again. You're doing your laundry. You're just kind of catching up and stuff again and resetting. So it's full time, you know, going the whole time. But that's what I came over here to do. So
yeah, it's what you love.
Exactly, yeah. People think you're living the dream, but you're over by the beach and you're doing this and that. But it's full time spending the whole time, you know what I mean? It's not all what it seems like being in LA and being in Hollywood, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
When you're an athlete, you're fully focused and you're training for most of the day.
And you've had a few fights in the US now already. I suppose, what's it like fighting over there compared to boxing at home?
It's big over here. Boxing is big. The fans are very interested as well. You know what I mean? There's always a good turnout for the venues and stuff. So some of the venues you go into, they're bigger than the villages I'm from back home. You know what I mean? So it's kind of crazy sometimes. But the support is very good. After your fight, especially, they're very supportive and they see you have the skills and the talent.
Yeah.
The Irish over here are great as well, to be honest with you. It's when I first came over here, it was very spread out and I couldn't really find much. But I've been kind of getting around now and I've gotten into the community and stuff, and some people from Kilkenny back home that are over here, so they're great support.
Yeah.
Feels just like home away from home.
Yeah, no, it's definitely great to have that Irish group over there as well, just to, I suppose, make it still feel like you have a bit of home. Do you actually get back to Kilkenny much to see friends and family?
I try to get back once a year, maybe, if I can. It depends off kind of where fights are going and stuff, but normally kind of maybe Christmas time or
yeah,
for a special event. But I'm looking forward to getting home now again, maybe by the end of the year. So I just had my family over here for the fight in Vegas, so I hadn't seen them in 8 or 9 months, so it was nice to see them.
And do you find it hard living so far away, and I suppose the time difference as well?
Yeah, it is hard already. Yeah, we're talking to my family on FaceTime and stuff. It's either early in the morning for me and late at them at night, or the other way around, you know. So that's hard to stay in touch too, and kind of does get lonely as well. But that's life, I suppose.
What's the local support been like since going pro and moving to the US?
Oh, I see. Kind of social media is a big thing nowadays. So I see a lot of stuff on social media now, and I see what has been going on back home. Some of the events that be going on in the local bars and things like that. The support has been great, so it has now. So that's one thing I do miss, is not getting home to see enough people or getting back to fight enough at home just to give people a chance to come and see me. But support has been overwhelming, yeah.
And not to be cliche or anything, but I suppose, what's your 5-year plan? If you could see yourself in 5 years, what would you like to have achieved?
By the end of 5 years, anyway, I definitely want to be fighting for a world title or having a world title by the end of that. By the time I'm 25 now, so I'll be 29, 30, kind of. Hopefully, just definitely in my prime, got a lot of experience in and either fighting for a world title or already having one.
And what's next for yourself? What's the next fight?
The next one is, it's not confirmed yet, but we're talking about June. So I just got back into the gym now this week and make sure everything's okay and the body's okay, and then we'll set a date then and make it official.
Brilliant. Well, thanks for chatting to me, Brandon, and best of luck with everything over in America.
I appreciate it. Thanks very much for having me on, Dana.